Now, some of you may be saying, I think I've heard this speech before from those two guys, and that's true. Michael and I did the speech about 6 years ago, and when we were doing the planning committee, we said, hey, why don't we do it again and do an update and see all the many wonderful new things that have surely occurred in the last 6 years. And I think both of us were a little surprised to find when we were updating that there wasn't quite as much or at least as many new cases on a lot of these issues as we thought there were going to be. So my paper in your materials is my paper essentially from 6 years ago. Some of it's updated, some of it's not, because frankly it's also good law. But where there has been a lot of cases, and in particular some really big good cases that are instructive for both sides of the bar, is in the area of teacher speech online. Teachers who go online and rant and rave about various things or post things by accident. Now, we always used to, you're probably getting ready for the picture of the drunken pirate teacher. I took that slide out this time, so we don't have that. Because we have a new case, and I think Michael and I agree that this is now the seminal case on teacher online speech, and that's the Monroe versus Central Bucks case from, I was going to say last year, but we've moved on, so it's from 2 years ago now. This is a good case for anybody to read who has this issue for a lot of reasons. First of all, the facts are pretty funny, and they go on for a while. But it has a very good discussion of First Amendment retaliation. It lays out the elements well. So for any of you who have this situation, this is what I would go read first. If you take anything out of this speech, this is the case you want to go look at. Now, I will admit, as the school lawyer side of things, I will admit the facts in this case are a little extreme. This was a Natalie Monroe was a high school English teacher who had her own blog.